Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafting.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
That's great.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 227 and welcome to the new intro. There we go. That's so surprise. And I have to say that thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for sorting that out. That's super happy with it, so thank you, Russ. You did an amazing job. But murder flowers. It's very cute.
Those flowers.
it's very, very cute. So thank you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. So we have a new intro. So, surprise, guys! Yes, it's... hope the levels came through quite okay for you hearing it. As I said, hey, look, this is episode 227, and guess what? We are into August. It is August the 1st, 2020, or as... if you don't know by now, it's also called Leader's Birthday Month. Because it is. That's what August is. It's all about my birthday. Anyway, I'm your host, Leader. Joining me this week over in this chair is Fair. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Doing okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we are here to chat all things WoW Challenges. Well, actually, let's just say we got a nice little topic that we thought we would, I think I threw it at you, didn't I?
You asked for suggestions, but then you had the best one.
Yeah.
Since I didn't have any.
Like, Fur, if you got any ideas for a topic, and then, what, about 10 minutes later, I'm like, how about this topic? This one would be good. So
10 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. Anyway, so what we're going to be talking about today, and I think this is very fitting because I know Fur is a big advocate of this, but we're going to, it's basically about scouting it out. Okay, now I know that my time as playing Challenge Toons, not often a few scouts, but every now and again I do. Sometimes I think there are times I should have used a scout. Yeah, it's always, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing. But anyway, we're going to talk to Vet because I know that she uses scouts regularly, very often, as do a lot of other players. But for those of you that are either new to the challenges or a bit like me, a bit of a, you know, slack bunny who should do that, we thought we'd, you know, find out how do you use a scout? What's the things that you need to do? We're going to pick Fair's brain, basically. So, let's start with Fair. How do you use a scout? What is the main reason you want to use a scout for a challenge tune?
Hey, let me just preface that by saying I've been using scouts for a long time. Mm-hmm. After I left the first three Iron Man challengers within two levels of each other in Outland, 261s and a 62. Mm-hmm. I decided that one of them was going to become a scout and figure out why I am dying here. Mm-hmm. So I've been using it, and then it's been a long time. So I like scouts. Mm-hmm. Why do I use one? Why do I like them? Well, first and foremost, I ask the question, can I survive something that I want to do mm-hmm. on my live iron? And if I'm not sure about that, it might be worth scouting it out if I can't ask somebody who's like just done it or whatever. But mm-hmm. You can test content or quests that are new to you or new on a particular class you're playing,
mm-hmm.
or a special kind of challenge. Can I survive this? It might be a named mob or a rare, mm-hmm. and you've seen it around and kind of wonder, do you think I can really kill that? Well, maybe check it out.
Yeah.
It's also good for checking out situations where there are multiple mobs and you have to plan your crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe planning your escape routes.
Mm-hmm.
What options do I have to get out of this cave?
Yep. Caves.
And
yeah. Caves, people.
Caves.
Just not looking at anyone in particular.
Yeah, just one of those first three irons that I lost before I made scouts was in Azzy's cave, so.
Azzy's cave, I love it. Okay, yep. All right. Azzy, for always known as Azzy's cave.
In Frankermarsh. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This is I knew Azzy, but, you know, it was the cave. The other thing it's good for is if you're exploring in an area that's kind of risky, maybe it's like, how close can I get to that horde camp and have them not see me?
Mm-hmm.
Might be checking in on a scout.
Because, you know, getting one shot by those guards is never a fun experience. Really is not. So
no. You can't predict everything, but some things you can check out.
Yes. Okay. All right. So that's like the ground basic ideas of, you know, why we would want to have a scout. And obviously a scout can just be, different tunes, which we'll talk about in a minute. But what are other things? Because I'm trying to think as a passy, you know,
as a passy.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
will this quest get me flagged?
Yes.
I mean, when we say passy safe, mm-hmm. it doesn't just mean like, is somebody going to kill you? It means, am I going to get flagged? Mm-hmm. Will I give my pacifist a kill or a killing blow by putting out a fire or breaking an ice tomb
mm-hmm.
or whatever?
Yep.
Blizzard has all kinds of ways to interact with the environment and characters, and you want to make sure that what you want to do won't give you a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and this is not only for passies, but does it require that I use some item or buff from an NPC or a quest giver?
Yeah.
I know on the forum there was recently some discussions about elixirs, things from quest givers. If in doubt, check it out.
You know what? That has to be show title right there, because that's about right. Hang on, I'm running out of room in my book, people. My book's getting full. If in doubt, check it out. Okay. All right, I've written that one down. Your biggest thing, obviously, for a scout, that I'm going to, you know, as someone who often doesn't use scouts, very naughty leader, very naughty, is what do you do? Like, do you take a normal tune? Do you take a dead challenge tune? Do you take a high level tune or a tune that's around about the same level? Like, what kind of requirement are we thinking of for a scout?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to find out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to look at survival testing, like, can I kill this mob, or is this quest doable for me?
Mm-hmm.
I like to use the same class of character and a similar level, especially mm-hmm. because we know with named mobs, as your level increases, their skills increase. So mm-hmm. what you might see on a low level, you might not see on a higher level.
True.
Or vice versa, rather.
Yeah.
The higher the level, the more things they do to you.
Mm-hmm.
For those, dead challengers are good.
Mm-hmm.
I keep them in iron gear or put them back into iron gear or whatever, but those are good for that.
Okay.
You can also, if you don't have a dead challenger in anywhere near the level range, use a regular rain iron gear. It's better than nothing
mm-hmm.
by a long shot.
Yeah.
For preferably with no talents, but that's, you know, not many people have regular sitting around with no talents.
Yeah.
But just try not to use the talented spells, maybe.
Say I've got many tunes that have no talents, really. Oh, but anyway, that's a whole different story. Yeah. Okay. All right. So even creating.
Oh, you can create, new ones? Can actually create new characters. Maybe if you're high level, make a trial character.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're truly desperate, you could use a boost.
Mm-hmm. True.
You have a boost sitting around.
Yep.
That would get you to a high level. For the pacifist safe questions, it doesn't have to be anybody special. Any tune, any gearing.
Yep.
Just look at the action you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Check your number of kills and killing blows before you do it.
Yep.
And after.
Yeah.
So it's easy to scout as for passive things.
Yeah. That is true. So the things that we should be utilizing is definitely going into our stats on our stat board in game and checking the things for under kills, under killing blows, under like deaths, under like what are the things that we should, mostly just looking at those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mostly look at those, you know, for the pacifist, and it's kills and killing blows. Did I mm-hmm. get one more than I had before I did whatever I just did?
Yeah, because you want that at like blank.
Yeah,
blank.
Still need to be zero.
Mm. Yes, and as we know, like especially for pacifists, what's a couple of the big ones is Damoro for the ice tombs at the lake. That's yep. a big one, you know, that counts as a kill. Like you're getting someone out of a tomb, an ice tomb. It's, but you know, that's how Blizzard counts it. So
unwebbing guys, it's the same thing.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Putting out fires is another one that Blizzard is not consistent about.
Yes.
Sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it is not.
Yes. I think
there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Where was the one that Brittle got flagged in? Where was that one? The fires in
Zul'drak.
Zul'drak, yep. Yeah, so you know, there are many reasons that if in doubt, you know, don't assume that quests are safe for all challenge types, because obviously it's not. Don't forget you can ask questions, you know, on the forums and Discord, via Twitter, Facebook, all of that. But if you're not getting the answers as quick as you'd like, because obviously, you know, IRL, we all have lives, and sometimes it might take a little bit for us to answer. But if in doubt and you're not sure, you know, jump on another tune. How long does it normally take you to go scout, say, a quest fair? What would your time frame be?
Well, depends on if I have an appropriate scout to use. Mm-hmm. If it's mostly it's a matter of getting to the area.
Mm-hmm.
I have tunes all over the place. What can I say? Different levels, different classes.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really nice to be able to do is to get somewhere fast. So sometimes I test things on a mage because I can port around.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I need to get to Pandaria to check out something, I have to have a trip to Pandaria. So that's usually the longest thing, is just to get to where you need to do it.
Yeah. That's true.
Assuming you have the tune at the right, you know, qualification to do so.
Mm-hmm.
For passy things, it can be anybody. So
yeah.
For other tunes, other tunes, not tombs. other tombs.
Tombs.
You're dead. Yeah. I like to sometimes get a scout and maintain them close to the level where I'm working, if I'm working in a new zone for me.
Okay.
For example, I have a mage who's a green man mage. She's in her mid-90s. I also have a green man scout mage, about the same level, who had died.
Mm-hmm.
She died about 10 levels before I decided I needed her to scout.
Yeah.
So to speed her up to the level, I threw on some heirlooms. I also trained some professions for her so that she'd get some more quests to get.
Yeah.
and some quick cook fish dailies. Train some archaeology and dig up a few sites. When you have a tuna that's been sitting around for a couple of months, you have a lot of rest, and you might as well take advantage of it.
True.
And archaeology takes great advantage of rest.
Yeah.
There's no one time of length of time that I can really say it takes, because it really depends on if you have someone to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so the other question I put to you would be, other than probably pacifist, because like you said, pacifist can, you know, whether you're Horde or Alliance, it's pretty much like very, very similar. Very similar, you know. Passies, cooking, fishing dailies in Darnassus are fantastic, and Thunderbluff if you're Horde. So, but for if you're scouting for like your iron or your green man or a working man, will you make sure that if you're playing Alliance that you're going to hop onto an Alliance scout, or will this?
I don't really like to.
Okay,
that's because right. I don't have any Horde players. But even so, I probably would keep in the same faction.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems cleaner that way.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Although, you know, that's not what you have. Sometimes you use what you have.
Yeah. Have you ever found that, so say if you're playing a Night Elf, but you happen to have a scout that's, I don't know, like a different race, a Draenei, say. Draenei. Have you ever found any difference between if you go to check on a quest that the races might cause an issue, or not had any problems with scouting on any tunes?
That would really come into play with crowd control issues if you're trying to figure out crowd control or escape routes. Because if you're a Night Elf, you know, obviously you have an escape route.
Yeah,
shadow meld that other people don't always have, and if you're a rogue, you have a lot better options for crowd control.
Okay, so try
to match up your skills as best you can.
All right, try and be more same. Be more same. So that way,
you like to be same.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No,
not always possible. And for some things, it doesn't matter at all. I mean, recently, I was using scouts a lot for testing the boat problem in terms of getting to Borealis.
Yes.
And anybody of the right level can try that, you know?
Sort
of when trying to catch the boat, it's like a little mini game. Catch the boat before it launches. Oh, we almost made it. Almost. Nope. They all just fall in the
water. I see it. Now you see it. Now you do it. Oh, no, there it is again.
Correct.
No, it's gone. Right. Damn it. Yes. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay. So, you know, it makes me realize that there's probably quite a few times I really should have a scout prepared. Be prepared.
It's a good plan.
So give us some tips and tricks as to scouts. What's the fundamentals? What kind of things?
In terms of using them or making them, or
any other tips? I mean, we know we've mentioned that, you know, keeping same, you know, level wise, try and stick around same levels as you can. But is there anything else that we should know about having a scout?
I think one thing you need to think about when you're choosing your scout for a particular quest or zone, you might want to try to remember if they've already done it in the past, so they couldn't get the quest again that you need to check out. I run into that, like, oh no, I need somebody at Half Hill who's tried, you know, pulling the spider warts or whatever, or hasn't tried it, so I can try it and figure out how to deal with the little spiders that show up.
Spiders, yes. Yeah, no, that is a really good tip, because that reminds me of one time I did go and take a scout to test something and completely turned up there, and I'm like, why can't I see them, or something. There was some phasing issue, and that's because I already done it on the tune. I couldn't find it. It's like, yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well,
something I had to do on that mage one, I was testing the spider wards. Sometimes you spawn and sometimes they don't. They weren't spawning for her. She was picking them like crazy and they weren't spawning.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm going to abandon the quest and start again. Yeah. I need it to spawn so I can deal with it.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Be creative.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think there's some really good information there. And especially, obviously, not everyone uses scouts. I'm well aware, chat room. There's some of you that, you know, I know there was mentioned some people don't use them. That's fine. Hey, each
always
to their own.
Option.
Each yeah. to their own. Absolutely. You know, so.
I don't use it all the time.
But it's handy to have. And, you know, with new people who might be listening or watching the show, again, sometimes when you're new, you don't think about, you know, these things and you go try something and you're like, damn, I ended up dead. I wish I'd tested it. Well, you can, you know, this is one thing that you can do is utilize having a scout and yeah, give it a go. It's better to scout it out than to be dead, really, you know.
And it gets more and more serious as you get higher up too. It takes longer to get back to there.
Yes, very muchly so, because if you've spent, you know, 100 levels getting to this point, what's it going to take for an extra, you know, 30 minutes, an hour out of your way? Yeah, like really, what's an hour to go test something where you're, if you don't test it, you're dead? I mean, admittedly, you've got yourself a new scout right there, but you know, it's a harsh,
That's a hard way to get up.
Yeah. You don't want to be doing it that way, people. So yeah. All right. And absolutely. Nisi says scouts come in handy when new patches and changes happen. And as we know, we're literally months away from Shadowlands. So, you know, there's a lot of us that aren't going to be playing on our normal tunes when Shadowlands hits. So, you know, we'll be checking things out on the lobbies and the others to see how things play. So that's definitely, scouts is a good way to go. So, you know, food for thought, people. So fair. Thank you. Anything else that you want to add, as a final, you know, scouts, try it out. There we go.
I guess one thing that occurred to me, I mentioned earlier, I don't play a lot of Horde, but if I decided to do that, I would need to scout like crazy, or the first tunes I made would become scouts, because I don't know the zones and quests at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're switching factions, for example, think about it.
That's definitely a good one. And even if you're, you know, switching between like races, you know, there's a lot of races that I know the starting zones quite well for, but there's other ones that I don't. So, you know, it's all a matter of, you know, utilizing tunes to find your way with things, and whether they turn into having a permanent scout or you end up, you know, being able to run through and get to max on whichever challenge tune. Like, yay, but having a backup plan is not a bad idea. So
bottom line. It's something, another thing to put in your toolkit. Have a backup plan. Just use it when you think it's important to you.
That's right. There's another one. Have a backup plan. There we go. Look at that. Another show title option right there. All right. Well, thank you, Fair. Absolutely. You've made me more enthused. And, you know, that's always a good thing. Okay, so let's find out, because I've got a few things that need to be discussed today. So let's talk about our weeks in WoW. How did you go this week? What's busy week?
Yeah, pretty busy. I was I did a little more focusing than I usually do, which is like a word that doesn't usually come out of my mouth. I was looking at who can I really spend some time with. I have two pacifists that I was trying to, make sure I kept getting levels on. My Night Elf mage is now 98.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mage passing. Learning to do archaeology on a mage has been challenging. I mean, my other mm-hmm. scouts all have stealth.
Yeah.
So, she is a Night Elf, so I have that out, but mm-hmm. she doesn't have much crowd control. So.
No. Does polymorph, I can't remember, it's been ages, I don't often play a mage.
It's in combat.
It does? So you can't dig if you're in combat.
I would imagine you could dig, but I don't know that for sure. I've never actually tried that. I try to avoid it. I've done some polymorph things while leveling on the normals, but the regular irons, but no. I know it puts you in combat. You can, mm-hmm. get out of combat by running away far enough.
Yes.
Shadow melding or whatever, but
yeah,
digging with a sheep, I don't know, mm-hmm. actually. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Not on my life 98, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also have a human rogue pacifist who doesn't have a shadow melt option, but she is a rogue, and she's happily level 50 now, so she can vanish.
Nice.
Life is good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yay, vanish is handy. Yes.
Yep. My other focus, such that it is, has been my Night Elf hunter from the mm-hmm. contest.
Yes.
Believe it or not, this is my first hunter. And she's 85 now.
Nice. Hang on.
She's Beastmaster.
Where's my little here? Hey, girl.
Thank you. thank you. Yeah, no, I'm having fun with her, which is kind mm-hmm. of always a nice thing. She tamed the spirit bear, Arcturus, in mm-hmm.
Nice.
Grizzly Hills. Yeah, so it's like, whoa, I never had this little guy before, and I really like him. So
he's
I'm
a
happy hunter.
Yeah. Excellent. 85.
Yes. I know. Can you believe it? Cool. I'm the last challenger probably to ever make a hunter. So
nice.
Here it is.
Nice. And you're still going. That's awesome. I'm so happy and proud. I need to get back on mine. In between everything else. Yeah. Anyway.
Other stuff had to do with looking at boats and things like that. So
yes.
I spent a lot of time with that, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will. We will definitely talk about that. We've got a couple of things we need to talk about today. So, anyway, what I'm going to do is give you a quick rundown of my week because, I'm never busy at all, Yeah. Anyway, pacifist wise, my little, baby Passy, my gnome rogue hit 52. And now my, what do I call her? I have to call her my big girl, I guess. The Tauren. Yeah, the Tauren Druid hit 84 this week. So I think she's going round and round. I went to Sholazar and then we've gone back over to Heartlands. So we're going round and round, picking green tea that gives me nothing, ghost iron ore, which is fantastic.
Yep.
And the other one, complete mental blank.
Silkweed.
Thank you.
Silkweed. That does give you experience.
Yes. That one's very, very, very nice. So I did pop over to Dal to do the fishing and cooking dailies, and that XP is coming down, and I'm like, just go to Thunderbolt.
Believe it or not, I still do it on my high level mage because even 2,400 points is 2,400 points.
Exactly.
I'll take it if it's cheap, free, or easy. I'll do it.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them, I mean, if you've got to go and get the ghost fish, like,
I'm not going to do that.
You know, there are some that you're like, yeah, don't have to. But I mean, the ghost fish normally is pretty easy. Go and talk to Archmage Thingo out near the flight path and he'll take you straight there. Like, you know, so you don't actually have to fly. You get the short and fly. So that one's really
good. You can do that more than once?
Yeah. Go talk to him.
I didn't even know that. Wow, I just learned something.
Ah, yay! Cool. Oh my God, I told you something. Yay! Yeah, no. You go talk to him and it'll come up with the option. He'll be like, you know, do you want to go back to Sholazar? And you're like, hell yeah, send me straight there. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And I'm on it. Yeah. Thank you.
It's just a matter of, you know, you're there in like 5 seconds and. As opposed to taking the flight path, that'll take you like a minute.
Oh, yeah. And I was skipping it if the experience wasn't good.
Yeah. So, you know, that's always quite handy. So we hit 84. So, you know, slowly and surely, I'm getting there. I did manage to get some bloodthirsties done this week. So the dwarf warlock hit 30, the panda hunter hit 32, the gnome warlock hit 39, and the night elf priest came out of retirement because I've been slack. But anyway, she hit 51, so we did get some We did get some bloods done, so that was quite good. And in between all of that, also did some teams, iron teams. So Denial, which is the team I have with Nisi. We hit 24 yesterday, which was great. Go, yay. Nice. Go us, Nisi. I haven't killed. I'm driving too. Wasn't I, Nisi? I have not thrown her off the side of a mountain or anything yet. Okay. Apologies if I ever do, Nisi. So we hit 24. Which is, you know, which is really good. We've been streaming it, which has been fun. So hopefully, we're trying to stream that as we're playing, which is great. And then the other team that I have with the other half, Execute, not that he's right here, but he's there. Dalaran Brownies are yum. We hit level 53. So. And again, I've, you know, touch wood. Everything's okay. I've got two iron teams. What? Crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. So it's been a busy week. Now, the fun thing is, being that, you know, it's August, Leader's birthday month, all of that fun fact. The other thing is Leader's on holidays. So I've got more time, hopefully, to play and do some testing. So yeah, so super excited about that. But we'll have to see how it goes. It's always nice not to have to deal with work. Yay! Anyway,
for sure.
Yeah. It's and especially in these times, as everyone is well aware. Dealing with the public has been its own interesting challenge. Let's just say that.
I'm sure.
Yes. All right. Okay. Where's my bumper? Bumper. Here we go. Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, now beginning of August, beginning of the month means Dark Moon Fair is back. Yay! So for me this afternoon, very excited. For you guys, probably like tomorrow morning, but it'll run this week. Okay? So Dark Moon Fair, very, very good for your challenge tunes except for Bloods. Any Bloods, you can't do it. So please keep that in mind. Don't get the Dark Moon. You can't have the Weebuff, but, you know, passies, working men, you can go over, do your professions. you know, if you're doing fishing.
Do not play whack-a-mole if you're a pacifist.
Don't play whack-a-mole, exactly. And don't even do the cannon, because you know what? The cannon can misfire and you can end up dead. So, you know, be very careful. If you're going to do the cannon, I'm going to be telling you right now, don't do it. Not that I've ended up dead lately, but you can, and it's not very fun. So
I have in the past. Yeah.
Yes, but Dark Moon Fair is a very, very good time for a new challenge tune to go get yourself a 16 slot bag, which is good, and a little bit of gold that can help start you off. And, you know, if you're over there fishing and you get some of the Dark Moon fish, you can sell them on the auction house and those sorts of things if you need to make a little bit of money on your, profession tunes. I find that's good, you know, if you need to get like flying, things like that later on. So Dark Moon Fair, though, is awesome. A 16 slot bag, you know, at a low level is a lot
it
of
makes
time.
Difference, yeah.
Oh, it does. It does. Having a six, and then a 16 slot at the end, you're just like, yay, I can cope with my three other six slot bags because I have I've now got two 16 slot bags, you know, I've got a bit of room to play. So, yeah. So don't forget about Dark Moon Fair. Okay. Now, excuse me. Now, a couple of other things that I want to touch on. Now, one of them is with our leveling issues. Now, we have had some stuff with leveling, especially with tames. And at the moment, all I'm going to say is that there's no changes to any rules, anything at the moment. Things are happening with Shadowlands. We know that. We know things are happening with Blizzard. They keep changing goalposts on us and all that kind of stuff. There's not a lot that we can do other than go with what we're giving, what we have access to. So for the moment, if you are having issues with kills, killing blows, that kind of things, maybe one of the things that you need to look at is do some old school leveling zones. Okay. Now, what I mean by that is go back to before scaling came in. Think about where you were leveling at level 30. Okay. So if you're level 30 and you're running around doing starter zones, that's not what you would have been doing. So maybe think about, okay, for level 30, you'd be running off and, you know, going to what, like Arathi, maybe Hinterlands, Kalimdor. What's Kalimdor side? I'm having complete mental blank. 30.
Desolus,
thank you. Execute's favorite zone. Anyway, but yeah, like there are those options to go back and check, you know, and see that might just help. That just might help with the kills and the kill factors, because we know I complain about this every single time on my Bloods, where I look at my kills and I look at the kills that grant the stats in there, and I'm like, why aren't they the same, damn you Blizzard. So I have been saying that for a long time since Blizzard had changed stuff. So we know that there's an issue, and all I can say for the moment is that this may be a way to go. Okay, so please try that and see how it factors in with your kills and your killing blows, because it could be, because scaling is, we know it's balked. We know that it's been balked since it came in. So, but Shadowlands is where we're hoping Blizzard will have all of that evening out. So we will have to wait and see. Other than that, I've got some testing that I'm doing also on comparing with the kills and the scaling and things like that. So so I'll see how I go with that, and hopefully be able to report back in the future. I'm gonna say in the future for that one. Now, the other thing that I thought I'd mention it in the news is because obviously it is another thing that I did this week, but we know that beta's out for Shadowlands. So I made early in the week, I made a gnome hunter, and I thought, right, we're going to go off and we're going to go and iron it, Iron Man it, and give it a good shake to see how things are going. Now, some stuff that I've come across, so I'm not going to give huge spoilers and anything like that, but I just want to say very excited about there are new options in the character creation screen. Just going to say that. Very excited. I'm like, so yes, that's, you know, something to look forward to for those of us that like to, you know, be a bit fun with our making our tunes, which I think a lot of us are, which is very cool. Okay, so I started the Gnome Hunter. No difference, you know, we start over in Gnomeregon, New Tinkertown, all of that. Level one, and trust me when I say, you guys know I squirrel shiny leaders like, over here, then over here. Oh, that's right, I was doing the quest. So level one to level five, I was obviously talking and doing other things, but it took me about 20 minutes. So it wasn't a long time. You guys would probably fly through one to five in under 20, but for me it was 20 because I'm, you know, got IRL as well. The hunter starts without a pet. That's the first thing I'm going to make mention. Okay. At level five, you get the tame beast abilities and all the beast ability stuff. So I thought that was interesting. So I went and got a cat. Because obviously New Tinkertown, and I just went and got one of those, you know, cute little snow leopards. Now, the gear, I went and checked out the gear. Because again, gear, you know, the gear vendors are a very big thing. So I got myself to Stormwind, and trust me, I have got no toys that I can use, so there was no flight paths. I had to run and do, you know, do all the explore and all of that. Fun. Okay, so I had no easy way of taking flight paths. So I went up to Ironforge, took the tram to Stormwind, had a look to see what the mail gear was. Stormwind had, you know, near the auction house, you've got the shop kind of behind to the right, and you've got like the cloth leather mail vendor. There's a guy that gives you the quest that sends you around to the tailoring. You've got the weapon shop over with two weapon vendors. So I popped over to see the mail gear vendor at the back there. They had the mail gear was level 5. That was it, level 5, including including plate, because I checked cloth, I checked the leather, I checked the mail, and I checked, I actually went to the plate vendor over in the old town, that one, over there, you know, thank you. It is Old Town. Thank you, Mrs. Rakuru. I was like, I can't think of what it's called. Anyway, I checked the plate vendor and it was level 5. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. So then I went to the weapon vendors and had a look at the weapon vendors, and their weapons were level 6. All of them. Every single one. Bows, guns, wands. So again, I was kind of like, okay, this is interesting. All right. And I'm about a level 5. I'm level 5. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're just showing that because I'm level 5. Okay, we'll see. Anyway, I went back to leveling and I got to level 10, riding at level 10. Cool. I was checking my spell books to see what I was going to get, you know, all that kind of thing. At level 10, freeze trap turned up, but it wasn't saying it did in my spellbook. So I was like, yay, I got freeze trap, because I was starting to get a bit worried. And at level 10, I decided to go exploring, because at level 10, you've got the option. Where do you want to go? You know, do you want to go here? Do you want to go to this expansion? Do you want to go there? So I thought, look, let's go for an explore. Let's go for an explore and we'll see what's around, what's there. So at level 10, I thought, you know what? One of the easiest things, let's go down a Stormwind. I could see I had quests to talk to Jaina on the docks. I had other quests to talk to certain other people. But I thought, no, let's go to Darnassus. We'll take the portal. We'll go to Darnassus. We'll see what's going on. I rock in, go through the portal. I'm in Darkshore, get hit by an undead skull. I'm dead.
Ouch.
So, at level 10, I'm in Darkshore, that has scaled to the new content. The mobs are level 50. So the crabs, you know, the yellow crabs on the beach, they're level 50.
Yeah. Horde, I wonder if they just haven't
all around this area. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but all the Horde are around me. They are all skulls. I am
very
dead.
Scary.
And I've just gone, right, so I become a Tin Man right now. I'm a Tin Man. I'm going to,
yeah.
We'll just turn it over to that. So picked my body up, got myself out of there. It was a little tricky because there's a lot of mobs around, but managed to not kill myself a second time. Got out and at level, got back to Stormwind, and at level 11, then I went to Dalaran. So, old Dalaran, okay? So, Northrend Dalaran. And I'm looking, I wanted to go to Borean Tundra to see if I could start questing from there. I'd gone to the docks to see if I could get a boat to take me to Borean Tundra. There was no boats. I waited 10 minutes. There was no boats.
Ouch.
There was nothing. So I was like, right, let's go. The portal was there. I did manage to get through the portal, and then I went to fly to Borean Tundra. I'm level 11. I have a total of 1 gold 78. That flight was going to cost me 2 gold. I didn't have enough money to be able to take the flight.
Couldn't go anywhere, yeah.
So I thought, right, let's go back to Stormwind. And I thought, okay, where else can I test? I need to test to see how this is going to go, because obviously, you know, if people are going to jump around and looking at, you know, how scaling is, we need to be testing this stuff. So I go back to Stormwind and I can constantly hear this whole, you know, it's just like, go talk to Jaina, go talk to Jaina, go to... So I went, right, let's go talk to Jaina. So I go down to the docks, I see Jaina, I talk to her, I end up in Borealis. It is very surreal that you're a level 11 in Borealis and everyone around you is pretty much the same level. You're like, this is really weird. So I went over to the weapon vendor and I had a look at the weapon vendor in Borealis. They had level 6 weapons.
Oh dear.
So I'm like, okay, all right. So I could get quests. There was lots of quests around, but I thought, no, I don't want a quest in Borealis. I want to keep searching. So I went back to Stormwind and decided I'd go to Pandaland. So I took the quest that was going to take me to the Skyfire ship. And at level 13, I ended up in Pandaland, which was good. I started doing some of those first quests, like Alliance, when you come in, you know, killing things wasn't too bad. That was okay.
Okay.
I managed to with some guidance. Thank you, Execute. Went over and looted a treasure in Jade Forest. That gave me 460 XP at level 13. And 96 gold that I vended.
Yeah, you can take swipes now.
Yes, I had some gold. Then he tells me, well, why don't you go and check out a couple others? So, yeah, so now at the moment, she's got a couple of hundred gold. But, you know, I've got enough to get some flying, which is great. I also killed a rare, one of the rares for the achievement. I got, it took me a while to kill it. I would think on a hunter and probably a warlock, you're okay. Maybe some of the other classes, not so. Because I'm going to say it took me a good, you know, maybe 3 minutes to kill it. It's got a lot of hit points, even though it's level 13. It's hilarious. I'm looking around panel and it's like level 13, level 12, level 13s. But I did get 1200 XP. I got a blue and a purple. So, which I vended. So that was good. One of the weird things about being over in Pandaland is that when I looted some mobs, I got food, which was great until you can't eat it because it's level 30. So, was like,
little okay. Bug there. Yeah.
So, submitted a bug report on that one. Because I was like, yeah, I'm level 13. Can't I eat something? Yeah, so then from there I went back to Stormwind. I did the Dark Portal, went to Blasted Lands, which ended me over at just down from Nethergar Keep on the shore. And so I wanted to make my way over to, you know, Dark Portal, to where Khadgar and everyone is, you know, standing ready. You know, the orcs are all coming through and all of that. So off I take until I realize that the Horde are all skulls and the basilisks and the boars and I'm dead. So Blasted Lands... the mobs were level 55. So that was an interesting one. So second death. So definitely a tin now. But yeah, so grabbed my body. I think I managed to wait between a patting boar and a basilisk and was able to get my body and hurt the hell out of them. So I did that. By that stage, I'd hit level 15. The talents popped up, which was good. Completely ignored them. That was fantastic. Specs had turned up as well. Completely ignored all specs. So, you know, I'm running around. Don't have to worry about any of that. Then I decided I'd go to Lochmodan. So because wanted to test how the rares would be, I popped over to Lochmodan. Killed a rare, got 1,350 XP. None of this is unrested too, by the way, people, because I've just been planner. I got a chest from the Trog area, you know, near the Document 4 for the Explorers League. 2,100 XP for the chest. So that was nice. Checked out the gear vendor in Lochmodan down near towards the wetlands entrance. There's a male vendor in there. They had level 10 male gear. So it's like, okay, sweet. All right. Normal mobs I was killing was 75 experience. And that was at level 16. And no rested. I did the 6 documents I ran around, and you know what? It is fantastic because every single rare in Lochmodan was up. So I made the most of that. I also picked up all the 6 documents while I was there because I'm like, why not? Let's see how we go on that. On killing all the of those plus doing the documents, I ended up finishing at level 18. So that pretty much gave me two levels, which was great. At level 18, I went back to Stormwind. By then, the portal to Ashran was open. So I went through to Ashran because I'm like, sweet, let's go explore. Let's do this. And of course, there's no flight paths, is there? And I'm thinking, how are we gonna get to Shadow Moon Valley? Let's swim. So we swam. We swam right past Tenan Jungle, which I think said it was a level 40 area. So there was no mobs, which was really good, but I swam all the way over, got to Shadow Moon Valley. I actually popped up somewhere that I could get a treasure. So the treasure gave me 625 XP at level 18. I also happened to walk into the one where there was a bonus objective. So I did the bonus objective. So it was killing like the warp stalkers and birds. So I did that at level 18. I got 12,500 experience. It was very nice. So that was the rest of level 18, ding, level 19. Just on doing that. So that was like, yep, okay. Let's go get the garrison sorted. So I head over at 19. I start the garrison. I am able to kill Quake Fist at level 19. As a hunter, took me a good, I'm going to say probably nearly 5 minutes to kill him. And men pet and all of that. It wasn't easy, but it was doable on a hunter. I would say it's not possibly going to be like that for other classes, but at level 20, I opened my garrison, which was a bit surreal. And that's it. I opened the garrison. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I've done some testing. That's it for the moment. I need to go to sleep. So that's where we are at on beta, running around on my tin, testing, checking things to see how things play along. So that's just some of the information that I've found so far. Obviously, we're in beta. Things change. You know, there was lots of scenes that popped up that was like, cannot show you, it's not ready yet, all of that kind of stuff. But I wanted to test to see how easy it was going to get for the levels to be able to transition to go from, you know, is it going to be easy to be able to go to WOD? Don't think so. The only ways I can see at the moment is to be able to swim. And plus I've got no account bound stuff. So again, you know, I don't know how that stuff's going to play into with the toys and things like that at the moment. So that's been the experience. So I just wanted to share to say, hey, look, I know I'm over here doing this. If anyone else is, you know, doing a bit of testing, please let us know. We have now got a channel in Discord for testing, which is called Shadowlands Beta Testing. There we go. So if you've got stuff and you're over testing challenge things, please pop, you know, whether it's screenshots or whatever, pop it in that channel. That way we can have a look and see what's going on, which would be fantastic. Okay, so anyone, and let us know if you're doing testing, because it's good to know who else is currently in there testing things at the moment. Alrighty. Okay, hang on, Lena needs a drink because she's been like talking lots. We are going to do state of the challenges in a minute. So let me get some coffee back into me.
for the beta update. That was pretty helpful.
Mm. Brilliant. As I said, you know, it's beta's only been out. There's could still be lots of changes. You know, we don't know. This is my first experience at the moment for what I've seen with looking at doing just an iron. Like, this is just looking at doing iron. This isn't, haven't even, again, looked at passies or bloods or anything else. It's just a matter of how things are going to transition for iron wise. So, and things change, as we know, things do change. So we will have to see, but I'm just going to keep testing and playing around and seeing what I can find out, what information that we can be armed with to be able to help to make, you know, the decisions, because things will change, I would say, with how everything is working, obviously. Stir says we need a drink too. I don't blame you. All right, now. Let's do the state of the challenges. This week, again, things have been very bulky. So none of the reports have come in because there have been a couple of issues. We are aware of that. Don't worry about that. So I've had to basically, we've copy and pasted. And thank you, Nisi, for helping sort some of this stuff out. So I'm going to do it because it'll be easier for me. So, you get to hear my voice a bit longer, people. But let's have a look at the irons. So, going backwards. Now, all I've done is, if anyone who has just popped onto characters and if you haven't actually leveled, you know what, don't have time to sort this out right before a show, I'm just reading what we've got as per state of the challenges. So if you just happen to, you know, be jumping on a tune, checking a tune and you're in it, so be it. But everything is definitely a bit bulky at the moment. Anyway, okay, looking at irons. So at number 10, we have got Jang Test at 109. At number 9, we have got Celery RIP at 109. Oh no, poor Cell. What happened? I don't know. Something's happened to Cell. That's not cool. Okay, at 8 we've got Never Died. H is red flagged at 110. It's got one uncommon slot was equipped, so I don't know what's going on, whether that's an old or whatnot.
It's old.
Old. It is. Yep. So
Never Died.
I was going to say, we've got Never Died at 7 and 6 with his warrior and his warlock. So again, you know, why they're as to the API picking this stuff up, but Never Died's there. Yay, Never Died. At number 5 this week, we have got Delissa at 110. Number 4 was another Never Died Druid at 110. Number 3 was, I think this was Mags, 110. So again, it's picking up 110s. These ones are correct. So number 2 was 99 at 115 this week. And number 1 this week is Varsen at 119. Wow. Where did Varsen come from? Nice. So close. So close to leveling. That is fantastic. So for everyone else doing irons, we know there's a lot of you out there leveling. Hopefully we're looking at some API stuff and Alminia's working on that as well. We know they keep changing goalposts on us, people. We do understand this. So we can only do what we can do at the moment. As for bloods, now bloods looked slightly better, I think. Okay, so bloodthirsties at number 10. We've got Never Died BT at 71. Number 9 was Zaya BEC at 71. Number 8 is Blood Leta at 73. Did I play her? I can't even remember, but obviously that's my warrior, so I don't know what's going on there. Number 7 is Broken Tooth at 73. They are yellow flags for kills are too low. Number 6 is 5 on it at 77. 5 is red flagged for a weapon enchant. He, though, is a DK, and we've asked Alminia to look into it because it's one of those rune DK weapon enchants, so there seems to be something a bit off with that. Number 5, Bronze Dragon is red flagged at 79 for too many quests. Number 4 is Never Died at 87. Number 3 is Bloody Path at 90. Number 2 is Never Died Blood at 110. And number 1 this week, and I have to say huge congratulations to her once again. She is our queen of the bloodthirsties. Nisi got Soul Snuffer to 120. Hang on, let me do my little cheer. Where is it? Woo! I like that one. Woo! Well done. Go, Nisi. Congratulations. Okay, Pacifist. Let's have a look. Excuse the voice. Okay, at number 10, we have got Innocence at 90. Number 9, we have got Fair Flora at 91, is yellow flagged for one kill.
That's
one. That's an old tune. Okay. Yeah. Number 8 is Ferrovola. This is your mage. 98?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. So at 98, oh, it's so close, Fair, so close. Okay, number 7 was Beaster at 99, yellow flagged. Stir, so sorry, one kill, one killing blow.
Very sad.
Very sad, I know. What was it, a whelpling or something? Stir, so sorry. I think it was...
It was a sap that failed. I
mean, yes.
Somehow he sapped it and it died.
He
that
sapped
should
it
not
and,
happen.
Yeah, sap. So, so sorry, Stir, to hear about that. Damn good effort, though, I tell you. Damn good effort. Okay, number 6 was Ashes Passy at 103. Number 5 this week is Gentle Soul at 104. Number 4 is Never Died PCI 110, which is, again, Never Died's tunes are all showing up. Number 3 is Blame Chris at 114. Number 2 is Pass 17 at 117. And number 1 this week is Pacifist at 118. Go, Chris! Hang on, where's my cheer?
Nice job.
Calm the farm, Chris, okay? We're all saying just take it gently, okay? We're just so close. All right, so well done, and obviously commiserations on those ones. Okay, Tins. Excuse me, the voice does not like me today. At number 10, we have got Grin Kelly at 61. Number 9, we've got Fairy Shaman at 66. 8 is Ashleevy at 78. Number 7 is Sanchinlan at 83. Number 6 is Arundel at 85. Number 5 is Sansa Stark at 87. Number 4 is Harlequin, 101, red flagged because an heirloom's equipped.
Old tune.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. Number 3 is Shinari at 111, red flagged for elixirs. Is that old or is that... Anyway, I can't remember. Number 2 is Celery at 112. And number one this week is Feritelli at 115.
Well, she didn't actually level, but I did have her out doing boat things.
You did. So you did stuff. Yeah. You know, you logged in and she said, hello, about time you came and saw me. That's what mine do.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes. Nice. Okay, greens. Let's have a look at greens. We have got a number 10. We have got Ivana at 87. 9 is Cursed Soul 89 RIP. Number 8 is Cropped at 90. Number 7 is Ferrarin at 95. Number 6 is Lifestone at 95. Number 5 is Crimmy Crunch at 113 RIP. Number 4 is Crones 113 RIP. Number 3 this week is Execute at 114. Number 2 is Fera Verde at 116. And number one this week, very excited, is Tamira at 120. That is Daenerys' tune. So well done. She's finally got there.
Congratulations. Yay. Yay.
So excited for her. That is fantastic. She's made it on her pally, which is awesome. Don't forget, there are write-ups up on the website, so you can check those out for our max. Speaking of other things, Working Man, we've also got Working Man. Okay, number 10, we have got Deya at 32. 9 is Nikki at 32. 8 is Workin' Rora at 36 RIP. Number 7 is Olula Blue Lita, hit level 50. Number 6 is Jobless at 58. Number 5, Not Nisi at 76. 4 is Azzy Work It at 77. Number 3 is Knee High 81 RIP. Number 2 is 5. I like reading it. I See a Panda at 98. I just like see it. I See a Panda. And number 1 this week, again, we have got another max level Zaya Wommel hit 120 with his Working Man. So, hang on, where's my little crowd? Here we go.
Congratulations.
Woo! I love that. Grats, Zaya. That is awesome. And there is both a write-up for Zaya's Working Man and Daenerys' Green Man tunes because of hitting max level. So thank you. And thank you, Nisi, for doing those. And again, congratulations. Well done. That is awesome. Okay, looking at the teams. So Iron Teams, we had a few this week. So at number 6, we had Denial hit 24. Yay, Nisi and me. Woot. Number 5 was Oh No, Not Again at 41. They are red flagged for kills. Number 4 is Darkness and Light. Get your words right, leader. At 45. Number 3 is Delaram. Brownies are yum at 53. Number 2 is Undeterred at 65. And number 1, back on track, RIP 87. Damn, so sorry, guys. That's a rough one. So sorry to see on that one. However, we also did have some blood teams. Well, okay, one blood team this week, which was Storm Blessed at level 20, and it might help if Lita can actually, like, make that 22. Let's blow that up because I can't see. And green teams as well. I should have probably cropped them a bit better. And not cropped them like that, leader. That was really silly. Doing it live, people. Sorry. Green team is never give up. Hit 93. So here we go. Nice. Let's do a... Well done. Look at all those leveling fair. Isn't that awesome? Well done, everybody.
It's wonderful.
It is. It is very, very exciting. And obviously, commiserations, guys, to everyone. It's been a little bit of a rough week. We do understand that. We have noticed. But for everyone out there playing the challenge tunes and giving it a go, thank you. Thank you. We love to see it, so. Okay. Where's my bumper? Let's do it. Here it is. Here we go.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
Okay. Now, as we like to start our Chit Chat section off, let us play this little beauty of a bumper. Here we go.
Ezzy's pun.
Oh, okay, fair. Hit us with it.
Okay. From Ezzy. My wife stared at me in disbelief and cried, "You're shirtless and also covered in oil?" "Well, you're always saying, 'I never glisten.'" She screamed, "Listen, you never listen."
Oh, Azzy. It's, yeah, it's a chuckle. It's a chuckle, definitely. Some people appreciate it. Goldish. Not quite, you know, not goldish. But thank you, Azzy. Appreciate that. Okay, we did get one from Dave. Let's see. From Dave. Did you hear about the guy who had his left side chopped off? He's all right now.
Uh-huh.
Dave. Guys. Seriously. Love seeing what you guys send in every week. It really is quite fun. So thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to stop talking for a moment. Fair, can you take this one for me, please?
I appreciate you taking all the state of the challengers.
That's okay.
I really do. Okay, from Wow Phil, this came on Discord. I got the creeping doubt debuff while doing a quest, and now it won't go away. What can I do to remove it? There was a reply from Zaya who suggested, looks like based on Wowhead, attack the mob again. It turned out that Wow Phil found out that the debuff came from some AoE from the mob who was Cuckoo in Jade Forest for the quest Cuckoo's Rampage. So by getting into the AoE while another player was doing the quest, the debuff could be removed. Wow.
Okay. Good to know. Interesting. Would have not realized that. Probably myself wouldn't have done it. But, you know, again, checking things out and finding out what works, what doesn't work. Thank you. Thank you. Good to know. You know, all the information is what you do with it, you guys. Cool. Okay. Now. I might get you to read.
You want me to read these? Yeah. Save your voice a little.
Yes, please. That would be good.
Okay. Okay, Daenerys found a workaround for the Stormwind Borealis boat, which, if you don't know, has not been working correctly. Basically, it disappears, despawns, phases, whatever. Anyway, she found a workaround. By taking the portal in Stormwind to Caverns of Time and then carefully flying up to the troll starting area of Echo Isles along the coast and landing on the boat to Zandalar. The NPCs on that boat are friendly at the moment, and when reaching Zandalar by flying or using inflatable mount shoes on your mount to water walk over to Zibala, which you can access from the water. There's a dockmaster named Daria Smithson, and she's up in the outpost, who will teleport you to Borealis. However, this is not without risks, beware. There are level 60 Horde PvP flagged guards on the dock next to the boat in the Echo Isles, and there are level 120 hostile mobs all over in Zandalar, in the city and outside of it along the coast, also in the water. If you want to attempt this, please scout it out.
Yes, exactly. So do you want, I know Stir also sent me some information as to this. So do you want to read his as well? So I'll again, it's nice having different perspectives. And then you can tell us your perspective, because we did do a couple of testing and on some various tunes to see what else we found. So, so this was from Stir that he sent me.
Yeah, this is when Daenerys actually took one of his scouts with her to show him this. And they say necessity is the mother of invention, and with the storm boat to Borealis not working, Daenerys came up with a clever solution to getting there. Disclaimer, test on the scout first, so you know the scope, the spots and the hazards before doing it on a live challenger. Can be risky if you don't have flight in BFA, so test again, test. You would need mount shoes or walking water ability for that if you don't fly there. The summary, the Echo Isles to Zandalar to Zibala to Borealis. And he goes on to say, there is another boat that goes to BFA other than this Stormwind boat. You need to take the portal to Caverns of Time, blah, blah, which is what she already said. Fly to the Echo Isles, troll starting area. On the eastern end of the largest island is a dock where there's a golden boat that will take you to Zandalar. Not Borealis, by the way. Beware, you're not going to Borealis. Note, fly high over the big isle of Echo, or fly to the eastern side over water. Apparently there are people on the island who will shoot you down. Being if you're Alliance.
Yes.
Once you land at the dock in Zandalar, fly or water walk to the west, to the little area called Zibala. Be careful. There are hostiles underwater mobs. Give them a wide space. Daria will find the dockmaster named Daria Smithson. She's standing in front of a brown tent across from the flight path. When you click on her, she will port you to Borealis. Boom. Crisis averted temporarily. Please note there are no hostile mobs on the boat that takes you to Zandalar, which surprised me, I have to admit. However, the mobs in Zandalar are 120, so be careful if you do not have flight. As an added bonus, if you have BFA flight, you could now explore all of Zandalar for discovery experience. This above Mizdi trick has been tested by fellow guildies Stir and Zaya.
Yes. So, but not only that, you did some testing as well.
Well, Stir also did some other figuring things out, and Zaya and I also participated in Stormwind. For those of us, Stir and I can't fly in BFA, so, and I'm chicken when it comes to water walking over hostile mobs, but that's just me. Anyway, we were playing with a boat in Stormwind. What seems to happen is it dephases when you get too close to it. If you're at some level above 100 and definitely above 110, it's not consistent. You get close and it just poof, despawns. If you get close enough, you can see the crew on it like drop and fall into the water. It's kind of unsettling. But it is possible there is an area called the Stormwind Dock, which is the area in which this despawning happens. Yep. If you back away from that a little more and usually go up, there's a safer zone. It's called Lion's Rest. It's kind of up where near the memorial is, to Varian, I believe it is. Anyway, if you get into that zone or sit right on the edge of the border of those two zones, you can see the boat come in. When it gets close to the dock, the idea is to, if you have fast flying, zoom over there and land on the boat.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
It has worked for me exactly once, and I did get my Tin Man Feratali over to Borealis that way.
Right.
I have tried it again repeatedly, like with my level 116 Tin Green Man. Nope, she has not been able to do it. So I know Sir and probably Zaya have done it. I don't know who all else, but it's possible. It's tricky. I don't know exactly the trick, really.
And this all came in from, this was Tuesday night from maintenance?
After maintenance.
Was this was after the maintenance. So, yeah, so there's been basically, you know, not trying to figure out what's going on. Now, I did take a level, now what did I take? I took my level 81 dead passy horde down to go across to see if I could make it to Zandalar, and she got on the boat. It wasn't a problem for that. I got on the boat, but I found she was faced in and out. Like, there was no one. She'd hop on the boat, there'd be people. When I got over to Zandalar, as I came in, there's no one on the boat. I get off the boat, I can see the NPCs all standing around, hop back on the boat to come back, and it had that whole phasing where you're watching the boat, there's no one on the boat, and as the boat takes off from the dock and you start heading towards coming back, at one point all of a sudden everyone phases back in, and then, you know, it goes to the screen, the loading screen, and then you're back at Echo Isles and everyone's back on the boat. Now, that was taking a horde, a low level horde across. I took a higher toon across, I think it was 113, my 113 pally. That's a normal, because I wasn't going to take my 120 passy to test it. Sorry, guys, not doing that. So I took a 113 and took her down, and she hopped on the boat. Everyone was there. Boat went across. Everyone's there. Hopped off the dock. Everyone's there. Like, you know, the rows of, because she hasn't really done it, so I haven't got all the bits and pieces, the flight path and that. But there are mobs. They're all yellow mobs. Hopped back on the boat. Everyone's on the boat and came back across. So that was me testing horde side to see how the phasing was on that. So if you're having issues with phasing, there are a couple of, you know, these are a couple of things that you might want to look at. But again, test it, scout it out.
Yeah, one thing.
Be careful.
Yeah. One thing was interesting that, you know, made us realize it's definitely phasing. I was standing on the dock, and I don't remember if it might have been one of Sel's tunes or Jangler's tunes. I don't remember. But they'd been camped out on the dock in Stormwind on a higher than 110 level tune, waiting for the boat, which never showed up. I rode up on one of my low levels, a lower level mage. We couldn't see each other. I was out of phase with him, even standing on the dock. Like, I hopped over, I hopped off and got back on another tune.
Yeah.
And yes, he was still there. Yeah. So there's something really strange going on with phasing.
Be
there.
very careful. Absolutely. You know, we have had problems with Zeps. We've had problems in the past with boats, probably not to this degree. So be very, very careful, guys, with whatever you're trying to do. If in doubt, scout it out, test it, have a look, talk to you. If you're in a guild, you've got other guildies around who can, you know, might be able to soundboard off and say, hey, look, can you take, you know, can you do the trip? What's it looking like for you? If in doubt, take a regular tune across if have to. Just be wary. Just be really wary. Have flight. If you've got your flight, have it ready. Have it hotkeyed. You know, have your oh shit button hotkeyed that if things go wrong, that you can get yourself hopefully somewhere safe quickly if need be. Okay? That's probably the big thing, because if you fall, you know, into hostile mobs, it could be no coming back out of that. But if you've got some way of, you know, being able to trap them or stun them so you can get away, you know, you might be able to then not have an issue and go from there. So please, please just be very careful. But this came in since Tuesday, since maintenance.
As a side note, in Stormwind, this also affects the boat to Northrend in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But there are alternative ways to get to Northrend. If you're high enough level to quest there, just take the portal.
Yes. Yes.
You have no choices for Borealis, so I'm becoming good friends with the zombies. NPC on my 16 green man.
Zombie stomp. Did the zombie stomp. Absolutely. Alrighty. Well, I mean, Stur says, trick is to be just inside Lion's Rest airspace. When boat comes in, just before it stops at the dock, make a mad dash for the rear of the boat. Took Jang 3 times, but he got it. Myself and Ash are pretty consistent landing it. Okay. Alright, well, there we go. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Nisi said it won't work for her because she's got 210 flying. Second you cross the line into the harbor, the boat vanishes. Okay. And again,
yeah, I think you need fast.
You need fast. Yes. Just says, yay, 310 helps. Yeah, absolutely. Grant Negus says water walking from a shaman works. Or DK's water walking too. Yep. If you're one of those classes, absolutely. You can buy, now what was it? The mount, what did you say? The mount?
Inflatable mount shoes. They're a crafted item that you can buy on the auction house.
Off the auction house. Yes.
Yeah. They're not cheap. They're on Wyrmrest. I think they're running, was it 1100 to 1500 gold?
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to say way higher than that.
It used to be even more.
Yeah. So that's not too bad. That's if you've got enough gold. Sometimes we're scraping it with some of these tunes, and then other tunes you're like, what am I going to do with this money? So, yeah, absolutely. Or Nat Pagel if you've got the rep. Well, true. But again, you know, just be really wary and careful when you do go, guys. So good luck. Let us know how you went with it. All right. Well, I think we've got everything covered. I know there's been a lot of information about scouts, about beta, about issues. It's been a bit crazy. There's been a lot of stuff thrown at you guys. So thank you for, you know, again, being here, listening and absorbing all this information. So thank you. Or letting it waft over your head, which whatever works, we do appreciate it. But we're going to start wrapping up the show. So, Fair, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. This is the time to say a big thank you to all of the Iron Elites. The contributors who help keep the doors open and the lights on yes. the website and keep us going here. That list at the moment is Alejandras, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Frazzly Sparkspan, Gaston, Iron Man Puff, Chris W, Mr. Bright 01, time to scroll, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Slink Hat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Omenia, Wainima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. I have updated the list. It was, I just did it last week. So it should be current as to everything I've got there. And again, guys, thank you so much for everyone's support. Obviously, you know, it does keep the websites going. It keeps all the bits and pieces ticking over. We do thank you. Not only that, but we have to say huge support and thank you. Just you guys being here, listening, being in the chat room, playing the challenges, to all of you challenge players, thank you so much. We do appreciate you. So thank you for that. Now, I also would like to say a huge thank you from Stirstone and myself to our wonderful mods, because they do make my life easier. So thank you guys for what you do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, Zorts. Thank you very much for all of your help. Thank you to Alminia for sorting all the stuff. And we know we keep him busy. He's very busy at the moment sorting stuff. So thank you, Alminia, for all the things that you do. And again, you know, thank you to you guys just for hanging out and being here. We do appreciate it. Now, the next show will be, oh my God, as again, you know, it's Saturday, August the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, it's next week. But don't forget where you can find us. Pop over to thewowchallenges.com. You will find all of your information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels are all over there. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can pop to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact us, one of the ways, there's a couple of ways that's quite easy, but you can send me an email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can contact via Facebook, Twitter, message me on Discord, or message one of the mods. So if you've got something, you know, question, if you've got some information and you just want to bring it to our attention, definitely, you know, get in contact. We can go from there. Fair. Where can we find you? Okay.
Well, I'm on Discord. That's Fair. And you can usually find me in the Alliance Guild on Wormrest Accord for any of the Fair goons.
That's exactly right. Fair is all the Fairs. Absolutely. And I completely, you know what, ignore that, because that's wrong. Sorry, doing it live, people, because Leader forgot. Okay. We just ignore that last bit. Okay, I'm going to do that. Right, okay. Because, you know, it's nothing like doing it live. Oh, brilliant. I will forever hear her voice in my head saying that. I love that woman. She's beautiful. Okay, so where you can find me, don't forget, pop over to Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. And of course, you can find me in Discord, you can find me Facebook, you can find me all of the things. So again, if you've got something that you need to contact, or, you know, get in contact with us or with me, then, you know, let us know. Absolutely. Okay, well, I think we will do the last thank yous. So can you do those for me, please?
Sure thing. First of those is a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our brand new shiny intro. That is wonderful.
We really love it.
Great job.
Yes.
Love it. Yes. And a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro, which is coming up shortly. You can find him at Twitter at epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. So again, have to say thank you to Russ on the intro. It is fantastic. I might play it again after we finish the show. Anyway, but for now, we will, you know, hopefully everyone, you guys, please have a wonderful week that's coming up. Don't forget, Dark Moon Fest starts tonight, tomorrow morning, wherever you are, for me, like in 6 hours or something. Yay, Dark Moon Fair. But yeah, just please stay safe, both in and out of game. We know it's crazy times, both in game and in real life. Really, it's all a bit crazy and things that we're dealing with. So please just, you know, enjoy your game, enjoy your challenges, and just stay safe. We will catch you next week, everybody. So. Bye.
Bye, all. Thank you for listening. Be careful.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.